103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. Are you allowed to go after somebody that your friend has a crush on? Sounds juvenile, but it's much more common than you think.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Are you? That is the question today. Zena wrote in, and she wants to be anonymous, so I changed it to Zena. Bet. From what her name was.
Okay, I know a Zena, too. That's funny.
Yeah, uh-huh. She said that she and her crush have known each other since they were in K-4 together, Allie and DZ.
Oh, bet.
We graduated this past May. We're 18, so we started college together in Milwaukee this fall. And now we've met a lot of new people, including a new girl that likes him a lot.
Bet. Also, there's a new girl in the picture. Okay.
There's a new girl in the picture. She has become a good friend of mine, and she has started liking my crush as well. The problem is my crush and I have been platonic since K-4.
Okay.
I don't know if he likes her, but she likes him. And I really want to finally go after him now that we're in college together. So she's finally going to make a move on the guy she's liked since K-4.
Right.
But now she's friends with a girl who really likes him, too.
Also likes him.
And I know it sounds petitious, but it's much more common than you think, people.
No.
Liking the same person when you have friends. Let's be real.
Petitious is only the first word because so many other emotions come after because it's so relatable.
Or she just likes him now that somebody else likes him, which could also be the issue here.
Or she likes him more. Because, I mean, she says she's liked him since 4K. Mm-hmm.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for going after this guy now that she actually has a friend who likes him. But she's known him for the longer.
Does that matter?
I don't know. Because you've had all this time to make a move. Where the hell were you?
Exactly.
Nothing where were you?
Right. And if something were to have happened, don't you think it might have happened by now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it wrong to go after someone that your friend is interested in? Because that then essentially you're going to end a friendship. So which one do you want to pick, the guy or the friend?
Right.
Which one's more important to you?
Are you going
to
go sisters before misters? What are you doing?
It depends on the girl.
414-533-1037.
She wants to go after the guy that her friend likes. Is he off limits? Is she the jerk if she actually pursues him?
I don't know. I'm leaning towards no.
I say she's a jerk.
I'm leaning towards no because it feels like free game.
You know somebody else likes him. Back up.
Nobody's done about nothing.
You didn't say you liked him. Now somebody else did. Back up. Somebody claimed him.
It's anybody's game, though.
You had 18 years, honey.
It's anybody's game. Now it's a competition.
Now it is.
You didn't have none before, but now it's a competition. I'm saying no. It's free game.
Free game. Okay. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and we'll see what people think.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Zena wants to know if she's the jerk for going after the guy that her friend likes. She's known this guy since basically kindergarten.
Diaper days, we can call it, yo.
And now they're in college in Milwaukee. They started this fall, and another girl now likes him. And she's like, hold on, I like him.
That's my shiny thing.
So she's a jerk for going after the guy her friend likes. Oh, boy. Shannon's in West Dallas this morning. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. LL. Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
All right, what do you think? Is Zena a jerk for going after the guy her friend likes? The age-old debate.
Zena is not a jerk.
Ooh.
Dang. Talk to us.
I mean, first, did her friend ask her if she liked him? If she did, then possibly a jerk, but if she didn't, no. And you guys had said, you know, if something was going to happen, it would have already happened. What if she couldn't date till she was 18?
Oh, strict parents, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean you actually listen.
Well, that's some people ain't like us.
But I don't think she's a jerk. I mean,
if
she's like someone this long, she's got to give it a shot. Because if she doesn't, she's going to wonder for the rest of her life.
That part. That part indeed. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you say not the jerk. Go after it. All right.
Go after it.
Go get your man, girl. Go get your man.
Thanks for calling, Shannon.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Audrey's calling from Milwaukee this morning. Audrey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so the age-old debate, is Zena the jerk for going after the guy her friend likes?
Is it free game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to put it like this. Like, technically, you know, granted she's known him for her whole life, but that is a whole lot of opportunity that she had to at least talk to him. And then the level of communication that she has with him, she should have been like, you know, I had a crush on you since K-4.
Mm.
But that conversation never came up. So that time and opportunity has long passed.
Yikes.
So what she should do to not ruin the potential future friendship that she has with this new friend that she just made.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you really like him? Because I've known him since K-4. Let me tell you about him. Because if that engagement doesn't work, then now, girl, you got your shot. Because she already got turned down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let her have her just do's or her opportunity. Because at the end of the day, she's known him since K-4. So she already knows what he likes and what he doesn't like.
And even if they date or don't date, she's still going to be around because they've known each other for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to give y'all a little backstory. Like, my husband and I have known each other since middle school, but he has had multiple girlfriends. I have sat on the sidelines watching this man have relationship after relationship.
And you liked him the whole time?
And I liked him the entire time.
Audrey!
And the whole thing is, but here's the thing. The reason why I didn't engage with him is because I loved him as a friend and I didn't want to ever see him hurt. And at the time when we were younger, we weren't in that opportunity to actually see each other in that manner.
Sure.
So here we are. Here we are, adults. I'm 39, he's 40, and we just got married in June. We've been dating for 6 years. We've been together for 6 years.
Yes,
and he has two beautiful children who I love deeply. And it's like, it's our moment. It's our time. So for her, the only advice I can give her is let her friend go ahead and give her a shot, and if that shot doesn't work, swoop on in and be the saver.
Ooh.
And be the little band-aid in the bomb to make him feel like, oh, it's okay. I'm always going to be here for you.
So wait, but Audrey, are you saying so she's the jerk, though, or she's not the jerk?
She's a jerk for now wanting to actually jump on him because she's got a friend that likes him.
She
like,
waited too
seriously,
long.
Now you thought about it. You had all these years.
Agree.
That's kind of a jerk move. That's
Agree.
A dick move.
Audrey saying she's the jerk. Keep waiting. Let her shoot her shot.
Yeah.
Be ready to grab the board, baby. Grab that rebound.
Yes.
That gave me chills,
At the end
dog.
Of the day, you're still going to be there for him. Mm-hmm. And if it was in the stars for you to date that man, he would actually make his move to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, in my opinion, I'm a little old-fashioned. I don't really like to chase men. I like to let the men see what they really want in life, and then, hey, I'm here for you.
She's like, I didn't go for him. I waited for him to come to me.
Listen, I just like Purdy.
And he sought me out. He contacted me on Facebook. We started hanging out. We got to know each other on a more personal level, and then we ended up being together.
Audrey, we get it. It's fantastic. All right, well, thank you, Audrey. We appreciate your input.
Thank you. I love you guys' show. I couldn't wait to get through.
Let's go. We love you back, Audrey.
We love you, too.
Have a great day.
You as well. You guys be blessed.
Bye.
She had some great input. People are texting in saying, yes, she's the jerk. If her friend is interested, he's off limits.
Audrey's literally the story in its finale. Like, she waited, she played her role, and she came out on top. She was the one. She knew she was the one.
But she
just
didn't go after him when other people liked him. I like that.
She split it. I know
she's
it sounded crazy,
no,
but she said jerk.
Girl. That's
she's the
girl's
girl. There you go.
Yep. Amy's in Muskego this morning. Amy's going to be our tiebreaker.
Can't touch this.
Oh, Amy.
Hey, my love.
Good morning. All right, so we're split down the middle. Shannon said not the jerk. Audrey said jerk. Is Zena the jerk for going after the guy her friend likes?
Bye-bye. She's a jerk. That's girl code right there. Come on now.
Ooh.
She's a jerk.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Audrey laid it all out. Like, I low-key kind of don't have nothing to say because that girl just, like, served that on a silver platter. Like,
swear.
Absolutely right. How are you going to go and get mad now when you done had all these years to try, dip, dabble, see if it's going to work? And now because your little friend says that she likes him. No, you can't do that.
You can't get territorial all of a sudden because somebody else likes him.
You should have marked that a long time ago if that was the case, okay?
You know what it is? Take it back to
literally.
Take it back to the 4K days. Listen, take it back to the 4K days. She's literally going, no, now you're playing with my toy. Now I want my toy back.
Yeah.
She's regressing to the 4Ks.
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You can't. You can't. And this is the thing. I like kind of low-key feel like he might just friend zone her.
Well, somebody texted that in and said, what about the guy? What if he doesn't like Zena in that way? Now their friendship has changed forever.
Mm. Right.
So
if like,
she,
that's the thing.
Like, why
if nothing's happened by now, he probably don't see her in that way.
Yeah.
Or he's just a big old scary cat, don't want to tell her and do all that. But baby, if you like somebody, tell them, because tomorrow is not promised.
That's true, actually. That's true. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay, so we're saying jerk today. We're saying jerk.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Jerk. All right. Break that code.
Stop trying to take other people's toys.
Code is code.
Literally.
We teach you when you're little.
We all start throwing sand in the sandbox real fast here.
Y'all are saying sharing is caring, huh?
Shout out to the girls who said jerk this morning. These are my people. We don't touch the dudes our girls
have
marked their toes. Even if they don't like them, you back away.
It's decided, Zena. Yeah. You the jerk.
All right, girl. All right, thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Bye. Love you back.
Leave him alone, girl. Ooh. That's the deal.